Welcome in, everybody, to the CC Podcast, an emergency podcast episode, and not the type that we like doing, I guess. Not the usual emergency pod episode where we're reacting to, crazy but maybe positive news or the best case scenario, a big time win. We are reacting to the news that Dusty May is not going to be the next head coach for the University of Louisville men's basketball program. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's next. Dan Snard's up in Columbus, Ohio. This news just broke about 20 minutes ago here. It's 10:30. I actually was rocking my son to sleep. That was great timing for that. That was lovely. I haven't slept in two fucking days of this tournament. I'm just trying to eat dinner. And now here we go. But the news breaks that Dusty May taking the Michigan job. It's reportedly going to be a five-year contract. The good news is the fan base is taking it well. Everybody's just very calm. Nobody's freaking out. Dan, your initial reaction to the news that Dusty May not coming here from Florida Atlantic?
I mean, first off, I think we all need to take a deep breath here. And
that's not going to happen.
I know.
That's not happening.
But kind of focus on what we're crying tears over here. I think the optics look really bad. For me, I mean, yeah, it's like my junior year of spring break in college, like I went down with pretty high expectations. And right now, Josh Hurd's closing rate is about the same as mine was on that spring break. So let's just hope we have a better ending. But I think it really is like the optics of it look worse than it actually is. It's like we almost narrowed this down to this guy and almost put it on a pedestal. And the fan base had just already jumped in the last day and a half on this guy and pretty much talked themselves into it.
Yeah.
And now the fact that he chooses, a school as far as basketball relevance, which I think everyone around here would say is a lower tier than us. That itself is a rough look, but as far as like the candidate itself, I'm not overly sad about it.
Let's break this down, just kind of what led us here, and I think what I've heard and what the next steps could be. I mean, so Scott Drew obviously was the top candidate. That was well-established. It was reported by everybody. Everyone knew that we were taking a big swing there. Early on in the week, I think I reported that Scott Drew was meeting with Baylor folks on Monday, and that happened during the afternoon. The last I'd heard, they'd kind of gone dark. There was nothing coming out of there. And then Tuesday, the word starts to circulate that he's gotten whatever he wanted from Baylor, and he's turning down Louisville. And then he says definitively on both his radio interview locally in Waco and then his pre-tournament availability at the NCAA press conference, like in no uncertain terms, we're staying at Baylor. The family's staying at Baylor. We're not going anywhere else. And so that leads to an avalanche of people saying, like, it's going to be Dusty May. Like, he's next up. And we've heard the reports for a while that it was kind of Drew and then Dusty May and then a slew of candidates underneath them. Now, on the radio show this week, I wasn't on Thursday or Friday because of the tournament coverage, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I kept saying, like, I'm aware that there's these reports out there, and I think it's coming from U of L folks. The people that I've talked to, some people will talk to me over at U of L, but mostly it's general college basketball people, agents and people like that. That's where I've been kind of getting my information throughout this entire process. But I couldn't just ignore the fact that everyone with U of L sources seemed to be saying, like, it's Dusty May. Like, he's next up. He's the guy. Whenever Florida Atlantic leaves, he's going to be the guy that gets hired. And so I went on the show several times and said, like, I'm not, it'd be very easy for me to come on here and say, like, hey, I'm hearing the same types of things, but I try not to lie. I try to just kind of tell the people what I've heard and be earnest about it. And so I said, like, I've not heard that. Like, I've not heard that he's the definitive number two. I've not heard that he's taking the job. I've not heard any of that. Now, it did come out as the week went on. It did become apparent that Louisville did pinpoint him as their number two guy. But I didn't know where it was going from there. Like, all that I heard the entire time was, I mean, initially it was, if it comes down to Louisville and Ohio State, he's got a choice to make, and he's going to lean Ohio State. It was the initial talk before we even knew that Scott Drew was off the table. And then as the last week or so has gone on, there have been people who are like, you're not going to believe this, but Vandy's kind of the leader here. Like he is, he knows that Michigan wants him. He knows that Louisville wants him. He knows that Vanderbilt wants him. And his wife prefers Nashville to the other two locations. And he's kind of leaning Vandy. Plus, you got all this SEC money. They were able to buy out Jerry Stackhouse from a $15 million contract. Like, you'll be shocked. Like, this is going to be a bad look. But, like, there's a very real chance that he picks Vandy. And then last night, my understanding is Louisville made, like, a huge push. Like, you know, let's do this. We want you. We're the best program out there. We can give you A, B, and C. And that led to the groundswell of, I think, local folks and some of these, like, you know, the kind of college basketball insider accounts, the coaching search accounts out there last night and then this morning, putting it out there and saying, like, this is all but done. Nothing's been officially signed, but Dusty May is going to be the next head coach at the University of Louisville. You had the pictures of the chair set up at the Yum Center. You had, you know, people reports of it's going to be announced Monday morning, press conference on Tuesday. Like, all that stuff was happening. And I'll admit, like, you know, hearing that, like, hearing it coming from somebody, like, Shirley Donovan put it on his Discord, apparently, and then you've got local people who are reporting saying it. And all I kept thinking about was the LinkedIn job postings that came up last week on Wednesday. As I'm on the air, like, people are texting me saying, you know, U of L's listing basketball operations jobs, like you know, sort of these like, mini positions on the new staff. And typically that happens when they've got a guy locked up and the guy is telling them, here are the positions that I need under me. Like, we need to fill these, like, go ahead and post them because we got to check all of our boxes. So I'm thinking, like, okay, like, I'm not hearing this from anybody, quote unquote, in the know, but there's enough here to believe that, like not everybody's just making this up. And I do think that U of L felt pretty good about their chances just based on what I've heard. And all I'd heard today, and look, I shared this with you. You can back me up. Like, all I heard today was that, like, Dusty's telling people that he hasn't picked anybody. Dusty's telling people out there in the industry he's choosing between Louisville, Michigan, and Vandy. And another person saying that Josh is telling certain people in basketball that Dusty has not said yes. They're waiting on him. They still feel good about it. Like that was – back me up. Like, this is what I said to you earlier today.
No,
like,
100%. That was my understanding. No, you sent that to us early this afternoon. It was literally right after I tweeted out a picture of Dusty Baker.
Yeah, I mean, I started the day being like, okay, if everybody's saying it, like, I'm assuming this is true. Like, let's get all in. I found that clip of him from last year's NCAA tournament. I was like, well, this is, you know, with the player who's crying about talking about how much he means to him. And, you know, I've expressed some of the holdups I have on this podcast, on the radio show, but I was like, all right, it's time to kind of go all in on this guy. And then, you know, within the hour, we hear out of nowhere, Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reports that Dusty May is going to Michigan. I think it was Jeff Goodman who came in with the details that it's a 5-year deal with Michigan. And
which is not a lot.
It's not a lot. But I mean, how do we feel about this? Because I think the fan base has sort of sold themselves on this guy now.
I'm wondering, like, I mean, this is tough. Like, I mean, like, do we have to take a look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, all right, like, because like I said, I mean, we just got a guy who was between us and Michigan chosen over us. Like, do we have to take a look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, hey, is it Adidas? Is it the fact that, I mean, like I said, I mean, you can build programs up quickly now with NIL, but like, is it the fact that, like, we have an absolute rabid fan base and our program's been in the shitter for 3 to 4 years? Is it uncertainty with conference future? Like, Big Ten provides more security? Because I don't know. The fact that they only gave him 5 years and he chose Michigan over us, like I said, the candidate itself, like, I take it or leave it with Dusty. I would have gotten on board, but I'm not, like, over the top crazy about him. But the optics of him choosing them over us, when apparently it sounds like we went all in with this guy, to me, that's the concerning part.
Yeah, it's not just the optics of him choosing Michigan over Louisville. Obviously, it's a bad look. It's now the optics of, you know, the national story is, you swung twice and you missed twice, right?
Like exactly.
You know, you went after option one. It was a big swing. And he said, thanks, but no thanks. You went after what you thought was your safety option. I mean, this guy's going from Florida Atlantic to fucking Louisville. Like, you're thinking, there's no way he's going, like, you turned down us. There's no way that's going to happen. And now you're going to have all these sort of think pieces. And I'm seeing the fans saying a lot of it too. And maybe it's warranted. You know, are we really the job we thought we were? Like, this is a testament to how far we've fallen, all this stuff. This was never like it was. I know that we saw it this way. And I think with if you had another candidate cut from the same cloth as Dusty May, like coming from a program like Florida Atlantic, then it would have been a lock. Like, we're going to beat out Michigan for that guy. We're going to be at Ohio State for that guy. We're going to be at Florida Atlantic for this guy. I've said it on the podcast. You can go back and listen to the old podcast. I know I've said it on the radio, I think, every single day for a long time. The book on Dusty May, and one of the things that made me very nervous about this, was that he's a guy who doesn't really like the pomp and circumstance that comes with a job like Louisville. And that's why a lot of people thought, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, when it was looking like, hey, this could come down to a Louisville versus Ohio State thing, that he may pick Ohio State because he likes to, quote unquote, fly under the radar a little bit. Like, that doesn't like the gigantic attention. A lot of Indiana folks compared him to Archie Miller, a guy who everyone always thought would have, like, Ohio State was his dream job, because he said he wanted to be somewhere where you don't get you're not the show during football season. You have time to take your lumps in November and December and fly under the radar a little bit, and then people start paying attention. And even then, it's not like it's not as rabid as the football program. And instead, he took the exact opposite, Indiana, where they're talking about the basketball coach 365 days a year, and it kind of broke him. It broke him. So my big holdup with Dusty May, it wasn't just the defense not being great at FAU and the bringing back a full team and having a worse year this season, or, you know, those were red flags, or at least boxes that he didn't check. My big concern was, like, is this a guy that is going to be broken by this job? Like if he's sitting there saying, I like Ohio State over Louisville, or I'm even considering Vandy over Louisville, how can he thrive here when, like this is an insane place. We had choppers when Kenny Payne's plane landed after the ACC tournament. We have four afternoon radio shows that talk in a non-top 50 market but basketball.
It spits in the face of Josh Hurd's quote from his press conference saying,
exactly,
we want a coach that, what I think the term was, that would crawl here to be our coach. And for him to already be flip-flopping options, and again, I mean, I get it, it's a coaching search, but like you said, it seems like maybe this might not have been the job, you know, for him.
It sounds like sour grapes when I say it. And I said,
no, I agree. It comes off that way, but it's hard.
It does. I mean, it's, you know, we were sold on this guy and he said no. And now it's like, I don't know how we would. But like, if he was thinking about Ohio State over us, if he was thinking about Vandy over us, and if he ultimately picked Michigan over us, I'm not sure it would have worked here, because you've got assholes like us talking about the basketball program 12 months a year. Like, it does not stop around here. We're going to nitpick every little thing. And if that's not something that you want to sign up for, like, this just isn't going to be a place where you have success. If that's at all a concern of yours, you made the right decision by going to Michigan. Because this, you know, to use the, you know, like John Calipari got a lot of shit for, he would always talk about Kentucky, you know, this place isn't for everybody. There are five or six basketball programs that just aren't for everybody. Like, Louisville's one of them, where we're going to pay more attention to this than 99.9% of the sports world is. Like, this is, it's in our DNA. We're obsessed with this. And if you don't want to sign up for that, then good. You did us a favor by going ahead and letting us know before we got 3 or 4 years into this thing, and you became our Archie Miller or our Chris Mack repeat or whatever you want to call this. So, again, it sounds like sour grape. I think Dusty May's a really nice guy. It would have been very easy to root for him. There were certainly elements of his offense that I was excited about. Having a true basketball junkie here would have been fun. But there were also holdups, and that, to me, was the biggest one.
I think all you made great points in everything you said. I think the reason the fan base is most alarmed is maybe not that they just got turned down, but kind of staring at maybe who the potential candidates that might actually take this job, you know, are right, left out there, because it doesn't seem like the list is very long and no one really jumps off the page after Dusty.
Now, look, if you remember correctly, when this whole thing started like a month ago, and I was like, I've got a scenario for you. I'm going to lay it out there. I'm like, this is based on nothing logical, nothing in facts. This is just what I believe is going to wind up happening. This is the scenario. I said, we take a big swing at Scott Drew. He says no. We kick the tires on Mick Cronin, Dusty May, some of these other guys that we're talking about, and we don't get them, or we choose not to get them. And I said, we're going to end up with a coach who's kind of been off the radar a little bit, but gets hot in the NCAA tournament and winds up coaching his way into this job. And I said it last week. I said it during the radio. I kept saying, I think we're going to wind up getting the hot March candidate. Could we wind up getting the hot March candidate here? I believe this now more than ever. Because like you said, the other candidates that we've talked about, Josh Schertz, Indiana State, didn't make the tournament. I'm not, if you take him right now, Josh Hurd, you know what the reaction is going to be. You're hiring a guy who's been a Division I coach for 3 years and hasn't coached a game in the NCAA tournament. That's a tough sell to a fan base like this. At this point, though, if you feel like, hey, they're going to shit on whoever I hire, I think this is the guy. Trust your instinct. Like, Josh's ass is in the jackpot now. And it absolutely is. Like,
no, 100%. That saying is fantastic. But
he's got to know at this point, like, whoever you hire, barring a miracle like Jay Wright, Billy Donovan landing or something like that, whoever you hire is going to be greeted with a lot of, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if this AD is the guy for the job. Like, he just has to bank on being right 3 years from now, right?
Yep.
And so if you think it's Josh Schertz or whoever, like, go ahead and hire them, because the fan base is going to be pissed anyway. Like, they're already up in arms. Like, I think I see pitches and torches and pitchforks coming down our street here out my window. Like, that's the way it's going to be. But you've got those names still out there. Josh Schertz, Pat Kelsey, Eric Musselman is still kind of a guy that I think more people are warm to. And who am I forgetting? Like
Shaheen Holloway.
Shaheen Holloway's out there a little bit. Jamie Dixon was tossed around at one point. The one name that I did hear today, and this would fit the topic, I think, of hot March candidate if he gets a win tomorrow, but the one name that somebody was like, hey, I'm hearing this is a contingency plan that Josh has in his back pocket if this whole Dusty May thing falls apart, is Buzz Williams at Texas A&M, a guy who's actively, he wanted this job in 2018 when he knew he was going to bounce for somewhere else and ended up bouncing in 2019 from Virginia Tech to Texas A&M. I think he'd win here. I think he's super weird, and I'm not sure that would be a great fit for the job, but he does this thing where he loves going to programs for 4, 5, 6 years and then bouncing for another job where he goes and slow builds and has success. And I'm calling my shot here. I think they're going to beat Houston tomorrow. I've got it in my bracket. And that would make him a much more sellable candidate to the fan base. But you've got, Pat Kelsey lost in the first round. Everybody else that we're talking about, like Dixon, lost in the first round. Cronin, Musselman, Schertz didn't make the NCAA tournament. The other thing that I find kind of interesting, the other two names that were out there for the Michigan job, if they didn't get Dusty May, were Darian DeVries at Drake, who got beaten the first round by Washington State, and then Mark Byington of James Madison, who I think could beat Duke tomorrow and go on a run there. So those are names to circle. I think too. I think keep an eye out for that. I think the hot March candidate scenario is very much in play here, because the other names, like you said, they're just not going to wow the fan base, and there's still all this uncertainty, this lack of clarity about the Mick Cronin buyout situation, the magical loophole. Is it there? Is it not there? Why is everybody so confident that they can get this thing reduced? If you can, if you can, because you mentioned the crawl quote. If that's truly what you're looking for here, clearly Scott Drew wasn't willing to crawl to Louisville. Clearly Dusty May, even if he'd taken the job, wasn't a crawl to Louisville type guy. We all think that Mick Cronin is that type guy. Do you just say, fuck it, the fans are going to be a little bit pissed, but this guy wins. Maybe he can't win a national title here, but at the very least, he can get us out of this hole. And if he's kind of an asshole, so be it. One element.
Pac-12 6-0 in the first day and a half. I know they just lost, but
One element that I think people always gloss over when you're talking about coaching hires is the AD. He won't do this. He won't base the hire entirely on this, but the ADs, they love hiring somebody who they just genuinely like, because they're gonna have to spend a lot of time with them. And I think that Dusty May was a guy that Josh Hurd probably felt like, hey, we're kind of the same guy, we could hang out, like, this would make my job a lot easier. At this point, that has to be of not just secondary importance. Like, if you're worried about hanging out with Mick Cronin on a day-to-day basis, but you think he's gonna win here, you got to put that aside. I know that I've got a billion tweets from people saying just hire Will Wade. Get it. We're not going to hire Will Wade.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying we're not going to hire Will Wade. We're not going to hire Chris Beard. Beard just got an extension. Wade is untouchable. Like, nobody else is even considering this guy. Josh has talked about, I mean, Josh said two things of importance during his press conference last Wednesday. You know, he talked about how he wants somebody who would crawl to Louisville. And then he said, you know, my integrity threshold is already higher than most. And it's even higher now, given the position that this program's in with what we've been through. And that said to everybody, like, he's not going to hire anybody with any sort of skeletons in their closet, any sort of checkered past. And Will Wade absolutely fits that category. So unless Josh just totally punts on everything that he said and everything that he's told people behind closed doors, there's no way we're going to hire Will Wade. Again, not saying that I think that's necessarily the right move. I'm just saying it's not going to happen. So in an ideal world, Dan, what's the next big piece of news that we hear from this whole thing?
I'll be dead honest. And I, like, credit to you. I feel like you're pretty tied into this. I hope that we don't hear a damn thing.
Same.
Like,
same.
The fact that stuff is getting leaked out, it's making us look like shit. Like, it's reminding me of the Tennessee football search that started with John Gruden and ended with Derek Dooley. And again, we're only two candidates deep, but, you know, when you start out with a list, it's like, well, you know, Scott Drew, you know, Dusty May, you know, again, this isn't from you. This is very, like, I've heard they're going to kick the tires on Billy Donovan. And then, like, you go, it's like, bring on Pat Kelsey. Like, you know,
exactly.
It's like, well, like, you're setting us up here. So, like, whoever this inner circle is, like, keep this shit close to the vest and just do your own thing.
Real quick, because I have heard, like, the initial report that came out when Drew Deere came out with the, hey, it's Scott Drew's the runaway favorite candidate. There's this mystery number two candidate, and don't be surprised about Billy Donovan. Everyone was like, did Josh leak that? My understanding is Josh was not happy about that getting out. Like, I don't think that he wanted that. I think the Scott Drew thing was always going to get out at some point, but everything besides that, I think that they've not wanted that to be public. And I'm like you. The worst thing that can happen now is it comes out tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday. You know, Louisville's focusing its attention on
right
Mick Cronin or Eric Musselman, and then it's not them. And then it's like, well, who the fuck wants this job? Like,
yeah.
It needs to be somebody out of nowhere. And I'll tell you, you know what I would do right now? And again, like, I'm not doing this if I think there's any chance of it getting out. But I'm going through back channels, whatever I have to do, and I'm throwing the fucking world at Shaka Smart. Because I think he's the one guy out there, especially if they win tomorrow and go to the Sweet 16 and he avoids another NCAA tournament flameout. I think he's the one guy out there that the fan base would kind of meet with almost universal praise. There's some concern, but I think his style, his personality, his system, his overall track record, it's not perfect, but my God, there's nobody else out there who is. I think we've seen that firsthand. Maybe you can't go to the $8.5 million that you were going to offer Scott Drew, but I'm doing whatever I can to be like, hey man, like, if you're interested at all, this is basketball heaven. We'll love you here. We'll give you the most beneficial contract we possibly can. But he's the guy that I would go to and say, if I'm going to save this thing, if I'm going to look smart, if I'm going to, you know, I hate to use the term save some face, but it seems like that's appropriate now. I think he's the one guy that you could do that with.
I guess the only thing I'm worried, I mean, like, when I think of Shaka Smart, like, that's like a big name. And, like, of course it would be, I'd be over the moon, and I think our fan base would too. But, I mean, now you have the optics of Dusty May turning this down. And it's like, all right, well, I'm like the bridesmaid to Dusty May.
Exactly.
So, like, the fact that this happened, like, now it's, you know, 2 a.m. they're getting ready to turn the lights on, and you got to bring someone home from the bar soon. So I don't know. It's Josh just kind of put himself in a tough position here. I would have hoped he's had about a year and a half to be able to back channel to maybe have something not 100% locked up, but have a pretty good idea of what direction we're going to go in. I guess it's, to me, it's pretty concerning that we're at this point right now. And the candidate that you had honed in on, who wasn't even your first candidate, just picked a football school over you. So that's kind of where I'm at with this.
Yeah, I mean, quite literally the team that we beat for our last national championship is taking coach. But I think the big mistake in all of this, and I don't know how this shit gets out. I don't know. But clearly it got out. And my understanding is, like, it wouldn't get out if it wasn't being said intentionally to somebody. Whether they want it out or not, if it's just, hey, I do want it out, or hey, I'm saying something that I shouldn't be saying to the wrong people. Like, it got out that we were locking in on Dusty May. You don't, to your point, like, you don't lock in on a guy like Dusty May at Louisville unless you know for fucking certain that you're going to get him. Because, like, you know, if you don't and you lose him to a quote-unquote lesser school, it's a terrible look for you. And, yeah, maybe it does take you out of the running for a guy like, you know, Shaka Smart or even Eric Musselman. Maybe Mick Cronin looks at this and is like, yeah, I want the job, but my God. Like,
exactly.
I'm getting sloppy thirds from – you know, Scott Drew is one thing, but Jesus, like a dude at Florida Atlantic, that's a terrible look for me. I'm leaving UCLA has won 11 national titles. I'm in Los Angeles. Why would I possibly put myself through this? And now you do put yourself in a position where it's like, okay, we're going to hire a mid-major guy who's even more of a guest than Dusty May, baby.
Right. And
it's why I keep going back to the hot March coach scenario. And it's why I think it's the most likely thing, because if you can say James Madison goes to the Elite Eight, I picked him to go to the Final Four. Say that happens. It's a lot. Like all of a sudden you're riding that recency bias. You're riding the moment. And people are like, I mean, this guy, like, we've heard him talk all week. You have seen him in front of cameras. You will have loved the play style. You would have fallen in love with the team. I think that it's kind of the any port in the storm situation now for Josh Hurd, unless he can line up not big fish, but medium, above average size fish behind closed doors over the next 2 or 3 days. I think we're going to be waiting on the sidelines, and we're going to see how these games play out, and we're going to wind up hiring somebody as a result of these rounds of 32 and Sweet 16 games.
I keep going back to Josh, and here's the thing. I really do. I like Josh. Obviously, in front of a microphone, I think he's A++. I think he says all the right things. I think he means all the right things. I think he has the best intentions for the university, and I still think he can be very successful. And has he quote unquote swung and missed here on a couple guys? Yeah, but I'm still not going to judge him until I see the results of this next coach. Now, if he hires someone that's obviously not a name, and then they come out and, you know, it's just not a good situation, then it's time to have a serious talk. But even with all this going on, you know, I at this point, we have to have faith in Josh that he's going to make, you know, the right decision and hire the right guy that wants to be here. We really don't have any other options.
I think it's, if you're Josh now, like, you already knew going into this that this hire was going to essentially make or break your tenure. You just go with the gut here.
Yeah.
Like, you have to say, and I say this as a fan, you have to kind of be like, fuck the fans. Fuck it, you know, everybody around me. I'm hiring the guy that I think can win, regardless of his background, regardless of the timing, because I've got to, you know, people are going to hate me for this hire anyway. If I think that this guy's got the goods and he's going to be putting us in the NCAA tournament 3 years from now, and, like, not even 3 years from now, if he can make us top 25 good next year, like, I've got to bring that guy in. Because I think you have a very basketball smart fan base that looks around the country and sees guys are turning programs around with far less inherent built-in advantages than Louisville in the snap of a finger. I mean, Iowa State went to the Sweet 16 tonight. They won two games 4 years ago. They had a bad coach in Steve Prohm. I know he did well at Murray State. They bring in TJ Otzelberger, who we can't get, $18 million buyout, loves Ames, all that good stuff. And in 1 year, they go to the Sweet 16. Last year, they're a six seed. This year, they're back in the Sweet 16. I think you look at that, you look at what Kansas State did last year. I know Jerome Tang fell off a little bit this year. But it's possible with the right hire, who inherits that $3 to $4 million worth of NIL money that we've got, like, you should be able to get players. And if you know what to do with them, you should turn Louisville into a team that's at least in contention for the NCAA tournament right away. Patino did that at St. John's, completely overhauled the roster, brought back Joel Soriano and basically nobody else, just got a bunch of guys in the portal. And it wasn't their best season, but they, we can say, probably should have been in the NCAA tournament this year. you can have somebody, if they're, they don't have to be Rick Pitino, but if they're good enough to get you to where you want to be eventually, whether it's 3, 4, 5 years, whenever we're back to being Louisville basketball, they should be good enough to get you back to being NCAA tournament good or close to it next season. And if Josh thinks that's guy, that guy's out there, but he doesn't have the credentials right now, doesn't have the resume right now, and the fans aren't going to buy it, but he just, he believes it, you got to hire that guy now. Like, this is the moment.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just racking my brain through these names here, and I'm like, all right, well, time to re-rank here.
The thing is, though, if we were ranking before this, like, Dusty May wasn't my favorite choice.
I know, that's the thing.
Guys, but, so it's not like we had our, you know, we had our Scott Drew, we had our Billy Donovan, and this was the type of guy that you know, slipped through the cracks. I think Dusty May is, like, he had the same types of pro and con list that a lot of these guys do. And maybe it would have worked out here great. Maybe he would have been the next big thing, or maybe it would have been a disaster. But I'm not more sold on him, any more sold on him than I am some of these other guys. So while the embarrassment is real, and I think the, you know, dealing with shit from rival fan bases and national media and all that stuff is certainly a blow, the simple fact of losing Dusty May and getting somebody else, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world. I still think you can go out there and hire somebody who can do all the things and potentially more that Dusty May could, but it's we use the word a bunch tonight, it's the optics of it that I think really hurt, and where you have to make sure that you're not losing candidates that could do a really good job because they don't want the optics of coming here after Dusty May.
I just keep thinking of the Mick is the Pick account, like how fast he's going to tweet out a gif of the Undertaker sitting up out of the casket at the first rumor. But yeah,
I mean, he gave in, like he was like congratulating Dusty May on being the hire. I know. There was some coaching rumors account that literally tagged me and every Louisville person in a tweet like 5 minutes before the Michigan news broke. That was like, Dusty May has accepted the Louisville job, announcement coming tomorrow morning. I was like, who are these people that are just like throwing this shit out there? I mean, I've told people what I've heard the entire time. I haven't reported anything that I didn't feel 100% confident in, and that's still the case right now. So, I mean,
I will say,
who the fuck knows, Dan?
Like, usually when we hire a coach, like as soon as like it's like it starts to get buzzed, like I get really excited. I'm like, all right, like let's go. When like the Dusty stuff started circulating, I was like, all right, well, I guess, yeah, we'll get on board here. And I was going to support it, but like by no means was I, you know, doing cartwheels in my living room.
One last name. John Calipari.
Oh my God. What a disaster. Yeah, I guess we'll find out more tomorrow on him.
Let me say this. If Kentucky spent like $50 million to flip its coaching staff, and then we hired John Calipari, and he won 2 national titles in like his first 3 years here, it'd be the greatest thing of all time. It'd be the greatest thing in the history of the rivalry. I would give up everything bad I've ever said about this man. It'd be all worth it. Like, this whole thing would be worth it because UK fans would lose their minds, and we'd be back to winning national titles. Would you rather have Calipari or Rick Pitino back?
I'd rather have Rick. I mean,
I would too,
dude.
I would take Rick tomorrow.
About this scenario, I'm like, what if we hired Cal and Rick went to Kentucky? Would the state like fucking explode?
Yes.
But yeah, now we're really grasping. Like, tomorrow, Louisville hires. It's like, I don't know. Who's the guy out at Colorado State?
Nico Medved.
Nico Medved.
He's so. Look. You're throwing out a name. He's very much a guy that people have linked to this job before. I would love, like, Josh, he sees the success that, like, Bucky McMillan had at Samford with never being a college coach, and he's like, Brett Saxton, come on in, buddy, your former teammate. Like, Brett comes in here, he's like, what? He's like, I don't really know what to do at a college job. We're like, why not? Let's just try it.
This literally feels like the first time I stare at a derby program every year. It's like, Mage, yeah, he'll never win. Cross him off. It's like, holy shit, who's 7?
Let me, we can end with this, because I don't think I have anything really more significant to say. If you're looking for a comforting thought right now, I get it. Like, the other big prediction that I made when this whole thing started that was the easiest prediction of all time was that Louisville fans were going to lose their minds. We had people losing their minds about not hearing anything before the job was even open. So, of course, this was going to happen. But if you want to be calmed down, I can say this with confidence. Whoever we hire, it's going to be better than it was the last 2 years. Yes. It may not be what we want. We may end up having to fire this guy in 3 or 4 years because he's not getting us to the NCAA tournament. It's still we will win. This is the Mike Rutherford guarantee. I've only done, I think, like 6 or 7 of these. They've all been right. There's never an issue. My most recent one was we're going to win at least 5 games this season. Whoever we hire will win more than 12 games in their first 2 seasons here. Mike Rutherford guarantee, write it down. It's going to be better. All we can do now is wait. I get that it's the last thing in the world that anybody wants to do. I get that we're all still on edge for obvious reasons. I understand it. I'm on edge. I'm panicked. But wait, get a guy, and the going with an open mind. That's all we can do. I had issues with Dusty May. I was going to go in with an open mind and hope for the best. We'll probably have issues with whoever the actual hire is. Hopefully, all those issues are solved here. I mean, look, TJ Otzelberger, who we just mentioned, who's setting the world on fire at Iowa State, he was bad in 2 years at UNLV. If you looked at him, like he had obvious ties to the program. His wife's, I think, the leading scorer in Iowa State basketball history. His best friend's the AD. But if you looked at him from a resume standpoint, and you're an Iowa State fan, there was not, like, he wasn't a can't miss hire. Like, there were a lot of question marks there. So just because there are some boxes that whoever we hire doesn't check, doesn't mean that they aren't going to be fixed or that they aren't just products of the program where they were before. That won't be an issue here. So I think it'll get better. I don't think we're in that much worse of a spot than we were 12 hours ago. Although, again, the optics are bad, and maybe we do lose out on somebody because they don't want to be behind Dusty May in a pecking order. But everyone just calm down, do the best we can. Nothing here is fucked. Nothing is fucked. Fingers crossed. That's all I keep saying. Fingers
UK's crossed. Out of the tournament. That
UK's
was
UK's out of the tournament. Thank God.
So we can enjoy the tournament. We'll keep plodding along in this search. And like we said, as much as I love to hear rumors, I hope I don't hear any until we have a sure thing penciled in here.
Same. That's my dream scenario now. Is like we don't hear anything for the next few days. Everyone freaks out about it. And then, boom, Thursday morning,
Wright.
Friday morning. Yeah, Jay Wright. I think apparently Adam Lefko was on TV saying, I'm getting all sorts of texts about you, Jay, from people that I know. I'm sure you know what they're about. I'm like, that's me. I'm texting Lefko every day and being like, just fucking say it. I'll text him and I'll be like, tell Jay to come to Louisville. He's like, haha. I'm like, fucking seriously, please. I'm like, do it. I'm not joking about this anymore. So yeah, hopefully somebody cool just kind of comes out of the blue and is our head coach. And if it's not somebody we think is cool, maybe they wind up being cool. So there you go. We will obviously keep you updated. We didn't even talk about Dan's Disney trip. I know everyone was on pins and needles to hear about how his teacup ride went. We'll get into that at some point this week. If there is a big development in the coaching search, we'll obviously have another emergency pod. But everybody hang tight. Keep the faith. It's probably going to be okay. Maybe. Possibly. Probably. Hang in there, everybody. Go Cards.
Go Cards.